Harper Audio presents I Will Destroy You, Derek Jeter by Christopher Rylander. Performed by Mike Rylander. Derek Jeter must die, I announced.
Wes, don't you think that's a little extreme?
Nate said as he struggled to get his backpack off his shoulder without letting it smash against his right arm. I stood up from our table in the school cafeteria and paced back and forth next to my seat. I considered what Derek Jeter had done to me, and also to Nate for that matter, his arm in a cast and sling. Then I thought about Jeter's stupid smiling face after he got base hits that drove in runs and won games, and how he was able to go on with his life as if nothing at all had happened. In case you don't know who Derek Jeter is, which is unlikely, he is the all-star shortstop for the New York Yankees, five-time World Series champion, former Rookie of the Year, beloved hero to pretty much all Yankees fans worldwide. The most liked and praised baseball player in the whole league for almost 20 years, and also likely the most overrated jerk ever to hold a baseball bat.
Hey, catch!
Someone called out. An eighth grader, walking by with his group of friends, tossed me his pint of milk. It caught me by surprise and, despite my best efforts, bobbled around in my clumsy hands for a couple seconds before landing on the floor with a splat. The kid and his group of friends laughed, and when other kids nearby saw it was me who had dropped the milk, they all laughed too.
Nice catch, Butterfingers,
some kid yelled.
Someone check the internet. Jacoby Ellsbury might have gotten his leg shattered.
This was followed by more laughter, of course. I sighed and sat back down. I looked at Nate. He was fidgeting with the top bun of his chicken patty sandwich with his lone functioning arm, trying to simultaneously pretend that he was just there by accident, that he wasn't really my friend, and that whole incident hadn't actually happened, like he always did. No, I said to him.
Huh?
Nate asked, barely able to make eye contact. You asked me if what I said was a little extreme. My answer is no. In fact, it's not extreme enough if you want my honest answer. Derek Jeter must die.
Yeah, but you don't really want him dead, do you?
I mean, that's... No, of course not, I admitted. But I am going to kill his career, ruin his reputation just like he ruined mine. Mark my words, Derek Jeter is going to pay. Then I looked north in the general direction of the Bronx and said, while clenching my hand into a fist, I will destroy you, Derek Jeter. The place smelled like stale cinnamon and boiled hot dogs. If I didn't need help so badly, I probably would have turned and left right away. But as it was, curses aren't something you can just give to people as easy as handing them a dollar. A trained professional was needed for these things.
Hey, kid, do you have an appointment?
A man was sitting on a single chair in the middle of the room. He was wearing a white t-shirt with no sleeves that said, "This is what a cool grandpa looks like," even though he was only, like, 30 years old. Also, he was greasy, like he wouldn't have been out of place at all in some diner's kitchen, flipping over giant piles of hash browns. To be honest, he wasn't really what I'd expected. Then again, I'd never been to a witch doctor before, so I didn't really know what I'd expected. The witch doctor stood up as we approached and then saw Nick's cast and sling and shook his head.
Hey, I'm not that kind of doctor, you know?
Yeah, I know, I said, handing him a printed copy of the confirmation email he'd sent me. We have an appointment. He peered at it for a while, as if he'd never seen it before. The witch doctor went by the name Dr. Zan Zubu Zardos, according to his website. He had pretty good references and everything. Well, if you can count a couple of online reviews posted by people with handles like Spect111 and Nachos, 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 and Tube Monkey Goat as good reference.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?